They invested thousands of dollars in their education, but now students at ITT Technical Institute find their campuses closed.
This as the for-profit tech school abruptly closes its 130 campuses nationwide. It impacts 40,000 students and 8,000 employees.
Former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson, she has settled her lawsuit with 21st Century Fox after accusing former Fox News CEO Roger Ailes of sexual harassment. Now, Carlson will reportedly receive $20 million from the network.
In a new CNN poll, 50% of likely voters say Donald Trump is the more trustworthy candidate. Just 35% trust Hillary Clinton more than Trump.
WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. It is 5:10 and it is Wednesday. It's the 7th of September, 2016. Good morning. Welcome to another edition of The Opening Bell. Welcome to another business day. Midweek, week seems to be going by fast. Always helps to have a three-day weekend to get us underway. Happy iPhone Day, by the way. This is the day that Apple holds its big event to unveil what we believe will be the iPhone 7, possibly another device as well. That event later today. Lots of talk about this today. It's all the buzz. There's also some buzz, too, about one of the competitors of Apple, who's sort of beat them to the punch and released a version of their phone that many people are raving about today. We will talk with an expert about that. Later on, do you have a hard time finding jeans and finding them fit? We'll introduce you to a Chicago company. We'll talk about how they're helping people fit into jeans and make this process a little easier. Jeans, sometimes the worst thing you can buy to try to fit. One pair doesn't fit like the other. And a Chicago company wants to help you out with that. But first, at the WGN Market Desk, here's your overnight intel. Asian stocks meandered this morning after a weak report on U.S. service companies added expectations that the Fed will not move anytime soon to raise interest rates. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 lost about 0.5% to 17,012 this morning. The latest U.S. data pushed the yen higher, hurting shares of the country's export manufacturers. In this country, the Dow Jones Industrials rose 46 points yesterday. Private monthly survey found that U.S. service companies expanded in August. That slow pace in more than 6 years, slowest pace in more than 6 years. This report, of course, coming from the Institute for Supply Management Services. It's, again, the lowest level since February of 2010. The Dow futures this morning are pointing toward opening losses when the bell rings at 8:30. It's off 7 points now. The S&P is lower. The NASDAQ is a little bit higher. It is a big day for Apple. This is the day that the company unveils what we believe will be the new iPhone 7. Lots of discussion, lots of people thinking they know what's going to happen. A few people say they've even received an iPhone or at least a beta of the iPhone. And some people are talking about what it includes and what it doesn't include.
Taking a closer look, one of the things I was personally most curious about is whether or not the headphone jack was there, and clearly it is not. Now, if we stack this side by side next to an iPhone 6S, it lines up pretty accurately with everything we've heard so far. Gone is the headphone jack, and in place of that is a second speaker grille, which in turn should give us stereo speakers on the iPhone 7.
So that's right, the iPhone headphone jack is gone. Steve Wozniak probably not happy about that. There's also a new camera, but we've learned over the last 24 hours that this so-called iPhone 7 Pro will not be released during today's events. Many people had expected that to happen. There probably will only be two items unveiled when Tim Cook and the others at Apple have their event in San Francisco a little bit later on this morning. By the way, you can watch it at apple.com, and you can also have your calendar remind you if you have a device, an iPhone or perhaps even an iPad. You can set it and you can actually watch it on your phone. It'll remind you and actually start playing when this thing starts. That's kind of a cool reminder, something they haven't been doing in the past. So the question now becomes, is this enough to propel iPhone? And many analysts say it is not. It will not be enough to move their stock today. But we will certainly be watching that. The stock this morning is a little bit higher. But Apple has a problem with the emerging markets. The stock is just up 2% this year. The Dow and S&P 500 both have gained more than 6% year-to-day. Tech rivals Amazon and Facebook have gained anywhere from 15 to 20% respectively this year. So Apple is having a little bit of a problem. And also, there are competitors that are barking up the door, barking right behind Apple. LG is one of them, and some others as well that are coming up. Again, Apple stock is a little bit higher this morning ahead of the event that's coming up a little bit later on today in San Francisco. And we're going to be talking more about this as we move along through the opening bell this morning.
Today, the Dow rising 46 points to 18,538. The S&P 500 picking up 6 points. The NASDAQ closing 26 points higher, giving that composite another all-time high. Federal regulators have shut down 17 wastewater disposal wells in northeast Oklahoma following a weekend earthquake that matched the state's strongest on record at 5.6 on the Richter scale. Two smaller quakes rattled windows in northwest Oklahoma yesterday. Rhode Island is suing 34 oil companies for using a gasoline additive which the state claims has contaminated groundwater. New Hampshire successfully sued ExxonMobil Corporation and other oil companies in 2003, arguing that it was supplying a product that's difficult to clean up. Apple fans are keeping a close eye on the company's annual fall media event in San Francisco today. A new iPhone is expected to be unveiled, along with updates to the Apple Watch. The next generation iPhone, by the way, might not have a headphone jack. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. It is 520 here on The Opening Bell, and we're happy to join with us today to talk more about all these smartphones and all the feverish predictions with Susan Cantrish. She is the editor-in-chief of Techlicious, and she is on with us this morning, I believe from New York, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell. Glad to have you on.
Thank you so much.
So let's begin. I know you want to talk a little bit about LG, and so do I, because I think it's really cool that they've sort of beaten iPhone to the punch here. But let's talk a little bit about this mania. It seems like we go through this a lot, almost too much, because it seems like as soon as you buy a new phone, another one's ready.
That is incredibly true. And there's no, you know, real stop to the rollouts, maybe a little bit after the holiday break. And then we start back into spring, and we're seeing new handsets coming out all the time. But eyes are definitely going to be on early fall because we're seeing lots of new announcements. As you mentioned, Apple is coming out with their new phones, and anybody who has an Apple device is going to be putting their eyes on them in terms of what they're going to be coming out with today.
Right. And so the thing is, there's been a lot of predictions. Some people have claimed to have received an iPhone in advance. There's all kinds of videos and stuff. Is this the way that these companies help us get all excited about this? Are any of them true?
So there are definitely leaks from time to time with vendors for Apple, for instance, in terms of cases being manufactured potentially for new form factors or additional cameras or anything along those lines. And so there is some credence to some of those. They look at part supply manufacturers and try and speculate what's going to happen. The biggest thing, as we had heard, is the fact that they're thinking about removing the headphone jack. And that's a really big deal. As you know, being in radio, audio is everything when it comes to listening to music and also listening to the radio. And so where are we going to be going with that? Mm-hmm. And when we take a look at the different trends in terms of what people are doing with their smartphones, listening to music is definitely high up there. And so, you know, you're going to have to make some kinds of decisions in terms of how you're going to be listening to your music and, deciding, do you want to give up that investment in that higher quality wired headphone that you may have already purchased?
And so here's the interesting thing about that. Of course, you know, Steve Wozniak is not very happy about this because he doesn't like Bluetooth. But I read something late last night that said Apple is going to perhaps unveil a new technology, a new different sort of Bluetooth that is proprietary to the iPhone that'll be a direct link between that and the headphones, which are going to have to be bought separately. They're going to be called, I believe, iPods maybe is what the name is being leaked, but this is not going to be Bluetooth, apparently.
So Apple always comes out with their proprietary technologies, but, you know, when you take a look at what people already have and have already invested in, you don't want to necessarily give that up. So, you know, what LG's done is they, with the V20, what they've done is put in the digital audio converter, the quad DAC, so that you have the best possible stream from the physical device to your physical headphones. And so when you're taking a look at wireless technologies, is there going to be compression there? Is there going to be some kind of reduction in quality? And when we take a look at what people are doing with listening to music, we see more people signing up for services like Tidal, again, looking at having a higher quality source for their audio. And, you know, are people going to want to pay more to be able to, you know, upgrade to a different wireless technology?
Yeah, because I have to be honest with you, when Apple went to this newer system and you had to buy the new charger and I had to buy a new docking station, it was not, I don't like doing that.
Well, it's expensive, right?
Yes,
so you're paying
is.
For an expensive device and then you have to add on these additional costs. And, you know, when I look at what people should be doing in terms of buying a smartphone, you have to look at what are you going to be doing, how much budget do you have, and then applying it appropriately. And so if you have to be buying additional devices and accessories, that's something you need to factor in.
So I know you have seen the LG 20. It's the V20. It's called,
yes,
is it the Nougat? Is Nougat? Is Nougat?
So Android Nougat is the next generation of the Android operating system. It is the V20 is the first one to come to market with the, you know, be built specifically for Nougat. And there are some things that are that it's going to benefit from. So, for instance, with Nougat, you get better battery life. There's a technology called Doze, which helps you save battery power when you have your device in your pocket, your purse. It can tell that. And so it will save on battery when you're not actually using the device. Things like split screen. So the V20 has a 5.7-inch display. So these larger displays, which people really want these days, you'll be able to do that split screen so that you can look at a recipe while you have a timer on, for instance, while you're baking cookies. And then being able to look at notifications and with the second display and be able to actually reply to them. So lots of different goodies in there to be able to get more out of your device.
I was actually a little blown away by this as I saw this morning. Not only are there the things you mentioned, there's a USB-C port, there's a micro SD port, and get this, a removable battery? Am I reading this correctly?
Yes. So for those people who do a lot of travel, it's really nice to be able to have that second battery. And LG's made it really cool to be able to swap it out. There's a little hinge that you press a button, and it opens just like a cosmetic compact, and it makes it really quick and easy to be able to swap in that battery. Because usually when you have a removable battery, you have to sort of pry the back off, which can be a little unsettling for people who might think that they're, you know, breaking their device by cracking that open. So that's a nice feature.
And the look of this, too, is very, I don't want to say iPhone-ish, but it is very sleek. It looks very nice. And kudos for LG for coming out with this on the day iPhone's stealing a little bit of iPhone's thunder.
Absolutely. So, you know, two other things to take a look at are, first of all, it has wide-angle photos on both the back and the front. So now you can get that selfie with lots of friends in the selfie without having to use a selfie stick. And the other cool thing is an upgrade to image stabilization for video. So you look at your Instagram or Facebook feeds, it's full of videos, and now you're going to be able to take better quality, so you can get in on that as well.
Apparently the resolution is up to 513 ppi. Am I reading that correctly? A 25x60x1440 resolution?
Yes. So what that really means is that it's going to have the crispness as though you're reading a piece of paper or newsprint. And so now it's going to help with a little bit with eye fatigue. So anything that's going to help in that resolution and that clarity is going to be a big benefit for people.
This is big business. You cover this regularly. Is it die? Is it succeed or die now as we move forward? Do these companies have to have a winning product?
Well, they have to have something that differentiates it and makes sense to the consumer to be able to want to do that upgrade, right? So you want to be looking for those key technologies that are going to make those smartphone experiences better for you. And if people are going more to a model where they're doing leasing of phones or are able to swap out phones on a more regular basis, it's going to become more and more important for device manufacturers to come up with these technologies that make people want to make the move.
Suzanne Cantra is the founder and editor-in-chief of Techlicious. You can find her on Twitter at Suzanne Cantra. That's two N's and a K, and then Techlicious at Techlicious and Techlicious.com. Suzanne, thanks for being with us this morning on the Opening Bell.
Thank you.
It's 527. By the way, just briefly checking the stock. Let's see. Apple stock is down about half a percent almost this morning. LG stock this morning is up just a little bit. It was down about $1.86 earlier, but it is down as well this morning. So both stocks are sort of flat this morning as we head into this big announcement later today by Apple.
From ABC News Tech Trends, I'm Alex Stone. You may have used Uber or Lyft, but now an all-women driving women ride-hail app. When you hit the Uber or Lyft app, there's no way to know who you're going to get, a male or female driver. A new service is about to launch that'll be women-focused. Kimberly Tunin is the CEO of See Jane Go, like Uber, but for women only. Over FaceTime, she told us See Jane Go is about security and peace of mind for riders and drivers.
It's comfort. It's safety, certainly. And we know this not only anecdotally from our focus groups and the literally hundreds of women that we've spoken to.
Right now, See Jane Go is training drivers for Orange County, California, then will move to LA, and they have plans to expand from there.
There is magic that occurs when you get women together. This is a movement.
Tunin says the pricing will be on par with Uber, and the experience will be similar, except at the end, riders will get to choose sample items of cosmetics and fragrances out of a basket. With Tech Trends, I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
Each year at this time, a breathless nation waits as we begin the train wreck that is the Wang Dang Doodle. The show will grind to a halt and the staff will pick the weekend's NFL games. Ooh, you don't want to miss that.
The Hump Day edition of the Steve Cochran Show is next on 720 WGN.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN. And coming up in our next segment, have you ever gone to buy a pair of jeans and just had a nightmare of doing it? There's a Chicago company that's trying to help you fit into those jeans a little bit better, ZipFit. We're going to be talking to the CEO of the company in our next segment here on The Opening Bell. But right now it is time for the news, and Vic Vaughn is standing by. Vic.
Chicago police have arrested an 18-year-old man who they say robbed an off-duty police officer at gunpoint last week. The officer's gun and badge were stolen in the attack. Both have now been recovered. The suspect was caught early this morning, just after midnight, in the city's Lakeview neighborhood. And 9 weeks out, and it's virtual dead heat in the presidential race. CNN's latest poll puts Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton essentially on even ground with Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Trump with 45% to Clinton's 43%. That's within the poll's margin of error. Libertarian Gary Johnson stands at 7% among likely voters in this latest poll. The Green Party's Jill Stein with just 2 points. Both Trump and Clinton appear tonight at a forum in New York. They'll talk national security, although appearing on stage at separate times. Let's check WGN traffic with Mary Vanneveld.
And so far, things are looking pretty good on the area roadways. We do have an accident northbound Tri-State just reported in right before 95th on the shoulder, however, and some heavy buildup coming in on 57 from 103rd. Some minor delays, CTA Green and Orange Line after earlier signal problems near Roosevelt. Mary Vanneveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talent. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talent. ZipRecruiter.com/talent.
Does your basement only leak when it rains? At PermaSeal, we believe your basement should be dry all the time. For a free estimate, you know who to call. 800-421-SEAL or visit PermaSeal.net.
Your best for being better, PermaSeal.
Hi, I'm Jan Brady. I'm in a new musical called The Barty Bunch, The War of the Families, Partridge and Brady at the Mercury Theater. It's really far out, but all everyone wants to talk about here is Hamilton this and Hamilton that. Hamilton, Hamilton, Hamilton!
Come see the show the New York Times called Irresistible. The Barty Bunch is a musical romp featuring the Bradys and Partridges and a battle of Shakespearean proportions. No hip-hop, but all the songs you love from these revolutionary sitcoms. Get tickets now at thebartybunch.com or mercurytheaterchicago.com.
Why do folks love shopping at Blaine's Farm and Fleet?
Let's ask them.
Friendly help.
Selection.
Brand names.
Help maximize engine durability with premium blue diesel engine oil from Valvoline. A gallon is just $10.99. And stock up on Blue Def diesel exhaust fluid. A 55-gallon drum is priced at only $149.99. Other sizes are also available. And while you're at Farm and Fleet, check out our great selection of Blue Def pumps. That's genuine value. From Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Your money on WGN. Asian markets finished mixed overnight. The Nikkei and Hang Seng both closed off slightly. The Shanghai managed very modest gains. Markets a bit choppy in Europe this morning, now trading in positive territory in England, Germany, and France. And oil futures pointing higher in pre-market trading, up nearly a percent at $45.23 a barrel. Gold futures are lower at $1,352.60 an ounce. Major index futures in the U.S. a bit mixed ahead of the trading day. The Dow futures down 4 points. S&P futures down a point. The NASDAQ futures up nearly 6 points. Let's check WGN Sports and Dave Innett.
WGN Sports is sponsored by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. The Cubs' magic number has been getting smaller and smaller, not last night. It stayed right where it was. The Cubs fell hard in Milwaukee 12-5. Jason Hamill roughed up in a 5-run first. Anthony Rizzo hit 2 home runs for the Cubs, and Miguel Montero also homered. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 9-7, so the magic number stays at 10. Cubs and Brewers play one more at Miller Park tonight. The White Sox were winners over Detroit 2-0, keeping the Tigers 4.5 games behind the Indians in the AL Central. Miguel Gonzalez combined on the shutout. David Robertson got the save. Sox made a few roster moves along with activating Gonzalez. They also called up outfielder Jason Coates, infielder Leury Garcia, and pitcher Blake Smith. Cubs made some roster moves yesterday. They brought reliever Hector Rondon off the disabled list and also brought up some other players, including Albert Almora Jr. from AAA Iowa. The Tigers activated pitcher Jordan Zimmermann off the DL, and Miami did the same with slugger Giancarlo Stanton. At the U.S. Open, the top seed Novak Djokovic wins to reach the semifinals there. And on the women's side, second seed Angelique Kerber has moved into the semis. Join Coach Fitz in Northwestern Football this Saturday as the Cats host Illinois State. Kickoff is set for 2:30. Purchase tickets today at nusports.com. I'm Dave Ennett, WGN Sports.
And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, another hot, windy, muggy day, up near 90 degrees again. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms, some of which are expected to produce downpours. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch for Boone, DeKalb, Lee, Ogle, and Winnebago counties until noon today. It's 78 at O'Hare, 79 at Midway in Evergreen Park, and at the lakefront. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Vic Vaughn on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. As we move forward this morning, are you one of those people that absolutely hates buying clothes? I am. I absolutely hate it. And jeans sometimes are the worst to try to buy. There are companies out there trying to make it a little bit easier for you as do that. We're going to introduce you to one of them, talk to ZipFitDenim.com's CEO momentarily. But this is how they've been promoting themselves. And really, they have done a good job of doing this because it is attracting people all over the country. They're expanding their effort to all over the country. This is their latest commercial.
We know you hate shopping for jeans. That's why we're here. We know everything about how men's jeans fit, and we can help you find your perfect fit fast. At Zip Fit Denim, we've spent thousands of hours learning how men's premium denim fits. Answer a few simple questions, and we'll show you which designer jeans will fit you best.
And that's the commercial for ZipFit.com. We won't finish the rest of it, but it's basically we'll put your butt in good-fitting jeans. The CEO of the company is with us this morning on The Opening Bell. We're very happy to have Liz Camel-Talati with us. Liz, good morning. Welcome to The Bell.
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm very impressed with the effort here, and I know that you are expanding. You have an event coming up where you're sort of taking this brand national, aren't you?
Yes.
So tell us what you're up to.
Sure. Right now, we're all about helping you find your best-fitting designer jeans. We sell the same brands that you'd find at a Nordstrom or Bloomingdale's, but we tailor everything to fit you perfectly.
How do you do this? Is it do people still have to come into the store and get fitted? Do they have to send in measurements? How does it work?
A lot of people do prefer to get fit in person the first time because they may be unsure of their inseam or alterations or just want that confirmation of the best fit. But we do have a lot of customers who shop online and buy directly there because they value the free tailoring and already know what fits them well.
The other interesting part of your life here, and you've been going, we should mention, for at least 5 years now, is that it's a mix of brick and mortar and online, and you seem to be finding success in that world. What is the secret?
Yes, I do believe there has to be a mix of human element or human touch and e-commerce. Everyone, every retailer needs e-commerce, but until you can actually touch and feel fabric through a computer screen, I think you'll still see some form of brick and mortar or interaction with humans still.
So you focus on men's jeans right now. Why not women? Why men first?
We started with men first generally because they hate shopping a little bit more than women. But we have seen with our women's launch so far that women love it just as much as the men.
So you know the secrets of this. Why is it that we can't go into a retailer and find a good pair of jeans to fit us?
A lot of it is that if you walk into a larger retailer, they will stock specific colors in specific fits, and they stock full-size runs in those specific colors. We look at it a little differently. We want to make sure we have one fit or one color in every single fit we offer. So let's say we have a Paige Normandy. Instead of having 40 colors that it comes in, we'll have a sample pair or two for you to try on. But we also have the super slim leg from Paige too. So we have a little bit more variety in fit because we don't stock every single pair that's made.
Is this also has to do with the different markets that the jeans come from? Are there different ideas about what sizes are? Because it really perplexes me as I've had the same size of waist for a long time, but I go from one store to the next and one pair doesn't fit while another does.
There's definitely some vanity sizing where if you measure the waist, that is not the size the pant actually is. However, what you will see too, though, is that there's a lot of variance in how the thigh fits. So for us, for men in particular, what we do is we look at that fit in the thigh to make sure that's nailed and that is a perfect fit.
So tell me about what you are doing with this national outfitting tour that I guess is underway now, right?
Yes, I'm actually flying to Dallas today too, but we do fit people in different cities. So our team travels to New York, to San Fran, to Texas, different cities around the country, and we'll set up little pop-up shops in businesses and do these fitting events. So it's like having a traveling Zip Fit come to you, and an appointment only takes about 15 to 20 minutes.
Is this another part of your business strategy, is to take the retail to the people who want to buy it by going to sort of a captive audience, like an office or a business?
Yes, absolutely. And then in Chicago, we do individual fittings, too. So we will go to customers' homes or offices for just individual fittings. But we try to make that shopping process as simple as it possibly can be.
You have these events. One of them has already been in Boston and Seattle and then Nashville, San Francisco, New York, Los Angeles. One has to ask, I know you're kind of a Chicago company, a born company here. Are you looking to expand nationally to those areas?
We will look to expand in the future. Right now, we don't have any immediate plans for a permanent presence in another city. Chicago is our home. But in the future, there's definitely a lot of possibility there.
Okay, so here's a tough question. How much does this cost?
It's actually not that expensive for the travel. If you fly Southwest, we're big fans of Southwest, with check bags. So it actually keeps our acquisition costs pretty low.
And the actual fitting of the jeans and purchasing of them, is it more than you'd pay to go, you know, to go buy, let's say, a pair of Levi's or go buy another pair of designer jeans at another boutique place?
Yes. From a consumer perspective, the prices are exactly the same. So we do not charge a markup compared to a Nordstrom or Bloomingdale's for the exact same jean that you would find from us.
The other part of it is people like to find the soft jean fabric, or maybe that's not. And maybe you could tell me what's in for fall. What kind of jeans should I be buying for fall?
Yes. For men, always a traditional dark blue is going to be our most popular. Very soft, or the elastic blended jeans have been gaining a lot of momentum. And then for women, flare jeans are coming back in as well.
I really love the soft, sort of worn, sort of tattered look, kind of, you know, the kinds mm-hmm. like you've had for years. Do you have those? I mean, do you do whatever anybody wants in terms of their order?
Yes, we definitely have a lot of the softer, worn-looking jeans, and then we also do custom distressing. So if there's something in particular you're looking for, we can make that happen for you.
Custom distressing, I love that. What is it, you just take some hammers and saws and stuff and go at it?
Yeah, there's actually a video on our Facebook page that'll show you how our tailor will do some of the distressing.
So is this the beginning of something in terms of like other fashion as well, or are you going to stick with jeans for now?
We do plan on adding more in the future for sure.
Okay. So tell me again how people can take advantage of this service and find you. I know you said you're jetting off today, but where can I go today and find ZipFit jeans?
Sure. You can go to ZipFitDenim.com. If you're in Chicago, you can schedule a fitting there. You can book the fitting. You've got the two options, one for at our showroom, or you can book an appointment at your home or office. But once you've sent that or signed up for that booking, we'll reach out to you within 24 hours for confirmation.
Liz Camel-Tilotti, the CEO and founder, co-founder of ZipFit Denim. You can follow at ZipFit Denim on Twitter and visit them online as well. Thanks for being with us, Liz, this morning on The Opening Bell.
My pleasure. Thanks, Steve.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. On the WGN market desk today, Dow futures are lower off about 3 points. The NASDAQ and S&P futures are flat as well this morning. Oil is trading up about 50 cents a barrel, 45.27. Let's get the latest on commodities, agriculture now. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. Opening day at the Sandwich Fair in Sandwich, Illinois. They'll have harness racing at 11 o'clock this morning. Max Armstrong will be on the Agland stage at noon with our band and a lot of other activity at the Sandwich Fair. I wish we could get that kind of positive activity in the cattle market. Yesterday, we fell. We are now just 2 cents above $100 a hundredweight. October live cattle down $2.07, December down the same amount, and September feeder cattle down the $4.50 limit at $130.50. Not much better in the hog trade. October lean hogs down $1.97 at $58.92. We did see a bounce in soybeans at the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. More good export news. USDA reporting export inspections of U.S. soybeans in the latest week at 1,232,000 tons. That is above a range of trade expectations for 700,000 to 950,000 tons. So those soybean exports continue to do well. The September contract up 4.5 cents for the day. September corn down a penny. September wheat down 2.5. Just a reminder, Saturday is Salute to Agriculture Day at the University of Illinois. The tailgate party takes place at about 5 o'clock before the Illinois-North Carolina football game. I'll be there to MC the ACES College Connection program at noon and the tailgate at 5 p.m. See you at Sandwich. See you at Champagne. Have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Thanks, Orion. You have a good day as well, and safe travels as well. A couple of other stories as we get ready to leave you this morning. Our friend at CNN Money, Heather Long, who's a regular on this program, has been reporting on what Americans really think about the economy. And her latest story says Americans think that the economy is in far worse shape than it actually is. As an example, the U.S. unemployment rate right now, 4.9%, but 57% of Americans believe it's a lot higher than that. She quotes the John Heldrick Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers. A lot of people apparently also believe that more people are losing their jobs on a weekly and monthly basis, even though we have seen the best numbers in 30 years and consistent numbers since 1970. We've not seen this much job growth, consistent job growth, week over week. And so that's kind of an interesting story that we thought we'd share with you. By the way, the Rutgers poll has found that 41% picked Hillary Clinton as the best candidate for the economy, 33% selected Trump. In the latest CNN national poll, those numbers are a little bit different. Of course, you've been hearing reporting on that today. Remember, the way we elect president in this country is by electoral college. And if you look at the big board today, it is Hillary Clinton with 273 and Donald Trump with 154 on a state-by-state basis. Also this morning, there is this story coming out of Hollywood. The first gay dating show is going to premiere on TV tomorrow night. And ABC News correspondent Jason Nathanson has the story.
Welcome to Finding Prince Charming.
It's being called The Gay Bachelor. 13 guys competing for the hand of one Prince Charming. Bravo had a similar show years ago, but with a sinister twist, some of the guys were straight. This is the first time we've seen a show like this.
We have feelings for the same guy.
NSYNC's Lance Bass will host.
Of course, I was like, yeah, this is so my show.
And he says it breaks barriers not just with gay dating, but also with an HIV-positive contestant.
I thought it was such a beautiful story, and you'll see. You will shed a tear the way the house responds to him and supports him.
Finding Prince Charming debuts on Logo tomorrow night. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Lots of questions today about Chipotle Mexican Grill. Lots of analysts say that the company's in line to possibly lose another 50% of its value. The food safety crisis there has wiped out an incredible $11 billion of the company's market value over the last year. There is a development in the story, however, this morning. The company, Bill Ackman's Pershing Square, has disclosed a 9.9% stake in Chipotle today. His goal is to get in there and shake management up, he says, tells CNBC, and perhaps revamp some of the marketing, revamp some of the problems to try to get the company on par again with moving forward. But the company does face some big challenges. It has seen traffic pick up after this big issue last year with food safety. They've also started a kids' meal deal. There's a rewards card as well. But Chipotle stock still off this morning. Not since really the Tylenol scare here in Chicago in the 1980s have we seen a company lose this much in terms of profit and also its trust over the course of just this amount of time. You remember that painkiller suffered a dramatic decline in market share after tampering in the early 1980s, but sales did recover about a year later after safety issues were put in place. So many people say there is a chance that Chipotle can be turned around with the right people doing the right things. If you have stock in Chipotle today, you might want to check the numbers on that.